Who that?
Little bitch.
Who that?
Bitch.
Who that?
Bitch.
Who that?
Who that?
Trying to get up in my crew.
Who that?
Huh?
Soleil. Who that? Fine as all fucking hell.
Yeah.
Soleil. She was in that song, remember?
Jenny White fucked her. What's fucking
he up? Fucked that up. Though. I think he got divorced or some shit.
Now you're listening to...
Fuck up that good vintage pussy right there.
So that means son.
A sweet bubba.
I put the H on it to emphasize. Nigga.
Oh, shit. Hey. Ladies and gents, niggas and niggas. This is the NWO podcast. With myself, Vinny C. Plus, Ricky the Prince, Ishii in the building, and the vegan trap.
Little bitch, we some niggas. With a penis. 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 Nigga with a penis. Nigga with a penis. Nigga. Nigga with a penis. Nigga with a penis. Nigga. Nigga with a penis. Nigga with a penis. Nigga. 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 Nigga with a penis. Nigga with a penis. Nigga. Nigga with a penis. Nigga with a penis. Nigga. Nigga with a penis. Nigga with a penis. Nigga. 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 I know some niggas and they got a penis. Bitch, you need a penis. Come and get 'em from these niggas. Girl, you need opinions, come and get them from these niggas. Bae, you need opinions, come and get them from these niggas. Okay. Hey, me, Chris, Benny, Ricky, Ishii, shit smelling fishy, smoking on that good shit. That good shit. And you know we on that hood shit. Hey, and we sipping sangria. And you know that we are some niggas that's gon' fuck your old lady. And the niggas going crazy. Got shit in the soup cup. Real niggas ain't no fruit cup.
Mama.
Mama.
Here niggas ain't no fruit cup.
Yeah. Bars. Yo, did I tell you the fucking, the Trinidadian nigga that I that owns my building refers to gay men as scuba divers, and I have no idea why, but it is the funniest shit in the world to me. Bunch of scuba divers. I don't know what that means. Do gay men swim? I don't know what it means.
Is it because the way scuba divers actually dive in the water, they look kind of prissy? I know, like, Jamaican niggas call, like, gay niggas fish or something like that.
I don't get that either. What's the correlation?
I don't know.
That's weird. You know, they're
comparing. Diving deep into darkness, man.
Yeah, I don't get it. Like, if you're going to come up with a good slur, make it make sense.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Diving like, deep into darkness.
Hey, Ben, can you turn me up a little bit higher? Or maybe it might be the fucking headphones.
Turn my snare up.
Yo. All right, I'm good for sure.
Yeah, you suck.
For sure. All right, I have a quick question for y'all, bro. I just got to get it off my chest. Do you feel like a man could be gay if he's never had sex with a woman yet?
No.
You get what I'm saying, right?
I'm trying. Help me understand the question.
Like, okay, like how can you say you're gay, right? Say you just say, yo, I'm gay, I'm homosexual, but you've never had sex with a woman. Like, you've never tried it.
Now, here's the thing, because that makes me want to ask you, how can you say you straight if you never tried dick?
And that's what I was going to get to.
Oh, no, buddy. That's a conundrum. It's a conundrum.
Yeah, exactly.
I think
exactly.
It comes down to an attraction thing. Like,
he's just attracted to men. Like, yeah.
If you can't make yourself be attracted to what you're not attracted to. So.
Yes, Ben.
Oh, I fucked up the intro, my bad,
bro. No. He has to cut us off. I'm waiting for you.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to let it ride.
No. You never let it ride. Never.
Go ahead, Ben.
Ladies and gents, I am 130 your host. I'm 130 your host, Vinny, take a shot of me. And I'm accompanied by my brothers in all buffoonery, plus
yo.
Ricky the Prince.
Yo.
Got the vegan trap lord in the building, your highness.
Hey.
Both figuratively and literally. And we got Ishii in the building, return guest.
You know what it is, baby.
Part of the nigga Navy family.
For life.
That's a staple, okay? They don't know what this show is unless you do that.
Yeah.
Never. Facts. I don't give a fuck what we do. We need that.
When I seen Ben lean over to me and remove the headphones, I said, we're in trouble. We're in trouble.
What are you monkey niggers doing to my show?
Ricky, get the rest of those fuckers to stop talking.
Okay? Because you know, Ben takes this shit very seriously, okay? The sound, the equipment, the way he sets it up. We don't want to fuck up Ben's show.
We don't want to do that because Ben gets really mad at us. But Ishii gets in his bag. Yeah. Ishii with this, hey, that intro stops. Ishii's like, hey, listen. Like,
he hit the ground running. Hit the ground running, bro.
Hey, listen, y'all boys.
No, I love that, though. Because Ishii's team, no dead air like me. Like,
yeah,
I'm a nigga, bro. Dead air making my skin crawl. I can't do it.
Hey.
I can't do it.
Ishii'll make three topics, bro. Like straight alley-oop them shits. Come on.
Hey, today we're going 1,000 for the segues. No, damn. We're going straight. Okay. Everything going to be a segue.
I fucks with it.
Okay. All right. Let's talk. How niggas doing? Ricky, what you do today?
Today I went to work.
Hey.
Made some money.
You said A for work?
I don't know.
Niggas got bills. Niggas got bills.
Some niggas unemployed out here, dog. Trying to get a job.
For real.
Shout out to all the unemployed listeners.
You feel me?
Nigga, listen to all the episodes. You ain't doing shit.
Real talk, bro. Real shit, bro.
Listen to everything.
You got nothing better to do.
You ain't out here making no money. Listen up.
While you uploading resumes, my nigga.
Do niggas still use monster.com?
Monster. Oh my god.
Is it still
and
Monster?
Indeed.
I think it's Indeed now.
Yeah, Indeed.
That lets you know the last
time. Remember niggas were using Snagajob?
Oh my god.
That's when you needed something.
That shit was trash.
That lets you know when the last time I had to upload a fucking resume. Snagajob and Monster was the game.
I went on Snagajob and the next thing you know, I was working at Chuck E. Cheese.
Chuck E. Cheese! Always applied for the character. They never hired me for Snagajob. For me, that's a dream job.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know I wanted to be a comedian yet. I guess it was the performer in me, but I wanted that fucking job so bad.
Trust me, you don't
you
want it.
You didn't want it.
It was
you
terrible.
You don't want it. It was awful.
Did the helmet stink?
It did. You would
feel the last person sweat in the suit.
Yeah.
It was disgusting.
And those fucking little kids, bro.
Wait, did one of you guys do it before?
Yeah.
Both of us.
You guys were Chucky?
At the same time. Like, we worked together.
You guys are so fucking cool,
that's
bro.
Awesome.
Why the fuck do we talk about pussy? You guys have so much more interesting things to talk about. Talk to me about being a fucking Chuck E. Cheese character, guys.
So, I was scared of them niggas when
this is how they got me and Ben. So we were in college. We needed a job.
Yeah. You guys were adults. I thought you guys were in high school. Oh, God.
This was year one of college, bro.
Go ahead.
And so we were on Snagajob. They fucking hire us. We got rent to pay and shit because our parents don't have the money to fucking fund our fucking education like that.
Ain't no Aunt Becky shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, ain't no Aunt Becky shit right here. So... we applied for the position was entitled Game Room Attendant.
Oh.
We go to the interview and they interviewed me and Ben at the same time and our other
like
homeboys.
Stepbrothers.
Yeah. It's literally like that. So they're like, yeah, you're gonna be the game room attendant fixing the games, but you know, if they need tokens and shit like that. It was like, okay, cool.
Yeah, for sure.
But they left out the fact that every fucking shift you have to be Chucky twice.
So everybody does
also,
Chucky.
It's like a rotation. Oh, I thought it was a designated Chucky guy.
Everybody
rotated.
Oh,
that's how much that shit sucks.
Everybody. So 1 minute Chucky could be a tall ass black motherfucker who got rhythm. Next minute could be some little short Jewish girl.
It's never the same Chucky when you go back. It's never the same Chucky.
Y'all are breaking my heart right
that's
now.
Crazy.
I'm thinking there's a designated Chucky thespian. Okay,
that's why everybody.
Like, you know how many times I moonwalked in that suit. And the kids would go fucking ape shit.
Oh, meanwhile, when I put that shit on, the kids are kicking my ass.
They used to beat the shit out of me. Because Ben would just stand there and wave. Yeah, so they beat the shit out of him.
Did I ever tell you about the time I was hosting a Christmas program for my ex-girlfriend's sister? It was for kids. It paid me a fucking shit ton of money. There was Elsa there, Santa, and the Grinch was supposed to be there. So I'm fucking with the kids. Kids, do you love Santa? Yeah. I brought out Santa. We turned up. They come to me. Plus, the new was supposed to be the Grinch. He's not here. Can you do it for us? I'm like, I can't tell them no because they paid me good money, so I can't say no.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, but the only thing is, I don't have no costume. They're like, oh, we got it. Fuck. So I put on the Grinch costume, and it looks great.
What is
it? Like, it's a mask, it's a Santa top, and like green legs and green feet. Okay, so it looks amazing.
So you had it on tights?
No, it was like furry legs.
Oh, okay.
So I get into character, right? So Santa's playing with the kids. So I begin to like tiptoe into the room and I sneak to the tree and I begin to like pick up the presents one by one. One little girl say, "Hey, y'all, the Grinch trying to steal our presents." 37 little black kids kicked my fucking ass. I have it on video. They're kicking my fucking ass. Never try to steal Christmas from little black kids. They will fuck you up.
They have no real Christmas, and that's all they really have.
Yeah, they wait all year for that.
What about me and Ben make kids want to fuck us up and you moonwalking?
Understand, bro. In that moment,
yeah, the Christmas,
you was really the Grinch.
yeah,
really stealing Christmas, and niggas had a chance to ride on your ass. Niggas like, oh, this it's time, motherfucker.
You gonna steal from little ghetto children who are being robbed every day of their lives? It's like, give them one day.
This is what they should have did in the movie, pussy.
Give them one day. They're being robbed every day of their lives, dog. That's
okay, great question.
Video, classic video.
The Chuck E. Cheese job. Who quit first?
Ooh.
Was it me?
I don't remember.
Or did we quit at the same time? No, we quit at the same time.
We just stopped going.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Why? What made y'all say, fuck it? I have too much respect for myself.
Man, remember that time you caught me under the table?
This motherfucker, I'm doing my shift, right? I just got done being Chucky and shit. And Ricky's nowhere to be found. So I'm searching all over the fucking floor for him. And I find this motherfucker underneath one of the tables eating a fucking pizza pie that a family had just left on the table.
They wasted that shit, right?
It was a brand new pizza, dog. These motherfuckers just left that shit. And I was starving. I said, okay.
And the thing that made it look so stupid, the nigga had his legs crossed.
He was there for a while.
Hey, they got some good-ass pizza, though, bro.
No, it's crunchy.
Yeah.
It goes from crunchy to cardboard in 7 minutes. 7 minutes. Once you let that shit go cross the threshold of 7 minutes, cardboard.
Bro, I was grubbing it. All I heard was, nigga, what the fuck are you doing? I
was like, was the job, because I feel like it still could be a fun job. Was it fun?
If you're in high school, this shit is fun as fuck.
Yeah, sure, man.
Y'all play games on, like, when y'all opened up a...
Nah, man, I was done with that shit when they made me cut my goatee off.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, you gotta be a fresh face, nigga.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, for jits and shit.
I was done with that shit, man.
Yeah, that explains why all the other attendants are always pissed.
Because they know it's coming.
Right. Yeah. And not only that, you know these kids be lying. Oh, this thing took my tokens. You little fucker. Look, you got. There's no way. Come on.
The games are shit, though.
They are shit.
They're garbage.
Shitty games.
They're garbage. They're shit.
They make you jump behind those motherfuckers and clean shit up.
Yep.
What?
Dust. Yeah, it's slave work, man.
It's
bad.
It's really hard
work. It's bad.
Yeah. Closing Chuck E. Cheese is some of the hardest work I've ever done in my life.
Oh my, I can imagine.
Oh,
and that playpen that has all the balls in it.
Yeah,
you would not believe the shit that's in it.
Literal
funky.
Yes,
because let me tell you something. As a parent,
throw up.
You say, where can I go? Because I don't want these fucking kids and this shit in my home. How much does it cost to make this somebody else's problem? $336? You got it, pal.
Yeah.
Me, Ray, TT, we pulling up. Fuck that.
Exactly.
I'm not going to do this at my house in my backyard.
Exactly.
I'll shit in your ball pit.
Exactly. And that's what they did. Yeah. That's what they did. Diapers and that shit.
No.
Vomit.
Shit was trash.
So how do you clean, if you clean, the ball pit?
You have to remove the balls.
Balls, yeah.
Ball by ball?
Yeah.
There's no vacuum suction thing going on?
No. We're talking about manual labor. Like, literally, manual.
And then you got to find all them shits and put them shits all back in that motherfucker.
Damn, that's pretty wild,
Chuck E. Cheese needs to be investigated. Something
they need
wrong.
To have, like, some undercover boss shit going on.
There needs to be a documentary release called Surviving Chuck E. Cheese.
What the fuck?
For the record, though.
Leaving Chuck E. Cheese.
Ricky had to be comfortable to be eating pizza crossing your legs on
the
table.
Fuck?
Bro.
You was out here.
Nigga, when you hungry, when I'm hungry, I don't give a fuck.
I can imagine you sitting under the table.
Crisscross
applesauce
style.
Fuck that.
All right, did I ask everybody what they did today? It was probably just one
person. It was just me.
God damn it. What a tangent, guys. Ben, what did you do today, pal? Man, we really went off just now.
You gotta start drinking.
I wonder, does that frustrate our base when we start shit and go far away?
Yeah. Nah, it doesn't. It doesn't. It doesn't, because I was listening. I literally heard three episodes back to back today, and they were all wonderful.
Do we?
All like Gucci.
Appreciate it.
We never remember to come back sometimes.
I know, but it's straight because you're here and you know the structure. But as a listener, I'm going wherever you guys take it.
True indeed.
You know what I'm saying?
True indeed.
Thanks, Ishii.
Yeah, because even that part when Ricky was hot over Scooty, I felt like I was getting aggravated. Like, who the fuck is Scooty, bro?
Who the fuck is Scooty?
You get what I'm saying? So I'm over here tossing boxes angry as fuck now because this nigga's bad.
We got to find this nigga Scooty, man. We got to ride on him.
Ride on him, cuz.
Yeah. Nat Burger.
Chill. Everybody man. Chill. Everybody just relax.
Everybody relax.
Everybody relax. All right,
all right.
Take Ben, what'd you do today, son?
First of all, don't call me son.
I was trying to slip it in, just see if it works.
And did you say Bay?
I said son.
No, I heard, well, Bay, what'd you do today?
Ben.
Okay.
God
let's
damn
not,
it.
Let's not go there.
Ben.
No. Did a little bit of work.
A
little bit of 2K.
Yeah, she loved work.
You should have worked that Chuck E. Cheese. Right? That's really good, Ishii. That's good. That's good.
Did some 2K.
Straight up.
Hell yeah.
My play is a 92 overall now.
Ooh, okay.
I'm moving up.
Okay. All
moving
right.
up.
He got a sleeve?
Out here.
Yeah.
You gotta have a sleeve, hey. Dog. You gotta have a sleeve.
You got a sleeve. This is a great question.
You gotta have a sleeve, dog.
Chris, do your niggas have sleeves?
Hell yeah. You
yeah.
Got two sleeves.
You have to, dog.
Why do you have a sleeve? Is it all fashion?
And a chest Allen Iverson, portrait. Bro.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm double sleeved up.
You got to.
I have one sleeve like Wade.
Is it just fashion, though?
Oh, you mean like tattoo sleeves? Or
no, like the actual compression sleeve.
The basketball.
Oh, the compression sleeve.
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm talking about tattoo.
Originally, Iverson wore it for his elbow.
His elbow, yeah. But then it turned like this swag thing.
Yeah. It was all swag now.
Speaking of Iverson, did you guys notice that Nuggets team that everyone was tatted? They had like Birdman, JR, Carmelo, Iverson at the same time?
Yeah.
That's a lot of tattoos.
They had the other guy, too.
They had Chandler. They had like a tatted ass. They had a tatted ass.
No wonder they broke that team up.
Who?
They had to break that shit up.
They had a tatted ass starting lineup.
Because they could have.
Iverson also said that, too, that he had to wear to cover up his tattoo. Remember the NBA for a while, you weren't allowed to have a tattoo.
Yeah. Bitch ass niggas for a minute.
Yeah.
And he's the reason why niggas have to come nicely dressed now.
Yeah.
I see they're getting relaxed on it. Niggas are dressing like it's changing.
Chilling now. Nah, it's but those are when they used to come like it. They have to come like in suits.
Because what high fashion is changing. So, like,
exactly.
If this shit costs more than a suit, suck my dick, pal.
Exactly.
You understand?
Exactly.
Don't tell me to wear Stacey Adams. Look at these shoes. What are you talking about?
Exactly.
But you also have to understand that with the NBA, the superstars dictate the movement. So remember, when Michael Jordan was wearing them big ass suits and fucking like LeBron and Wade were wearing suits.
Yeah,
that's the standard. But then as it's starting
fucking
to transition,
shoulder pads.
It's starting to transition into niggas like it's starting to transition into Russell Westbrook and his shit.
Niggas wearing leotards.
That's where shit's going. Like with Westbrook and Harden and all of them.
Yeah. Facts. That's true.
I don't know if the listeners heard anything I said. I'll let you guys finish laughing.
I'm laughing because this nigga Ricky wore a zoot suit to prom.
The nerve to turn your back on your roots.
I was there with you when you picked it out, nigga.
Oh, God.
Chill.
Like a drum was popping, nigga.
That's what I didn't do. I wore peach and cream to my prom.
Disgusting.
Oh. I had a peach do-rag and a peach and
cream hat. What?
Oh, I did it. I had a peach and cream do-rag, a peach and cream hat, and gloves.
You were destined for niggery.
I was. It's really a fucking ordeal. That's what it was.
Oh, shit.
Today, I flew into town. Delta on you fuck boys, in case you're wondering.
And you missed your flight.
Free cookies on you, bitch ass nigga. You know what's crazy? So I missed my flight to Lauderdale, and I flew into Miami instead, and I fucking hate flying into that shit, bro. It is a...
You flew into Miami?
Yeah, because I missed my Lauderdale flight, so the next one was going to Miami. And it was a fucking complete shitstorm. It's huge.
Yeah, that place is
trying to navigate. Just, where the fuck is my bag? Where the fuck is my bag, bro?
Yeah.
In this big monstrous shit.
That airport is the worst, dog.
There's a fucking tram in that shit. I don't know there's a fucking... Why is there like a fucking train in that shit?
Is it different from the one in Fort Lauderdale?
Like Fort Lauderdale, literally, you get off the plane and you're outside. Like, it's literally that fucking small.
Damn.
You hop off the plane, and you jump into the parking lot.
My bad. I'm thinking about fucking Atlanta. My bad.
Atlanta's also a shitstorm. They definitely have.
I heard a shit.
I've missed my flight twice in Atlanta.
Yeah. You're not the only one.
It is a shitstorm.
That Hartsfield airport is no joke.
Because I believe, like, if you're returning a rental, you return the rental, shuttle to the airport, yep. Do security, do your check bag, then fucking take a train to the fucking terminal.
Oh, and wow. Don't miss the train.
Because the train
2 minutes
ain't back to back. So it's just a lot of all that shit for nothing, yeah, yeah. Bro. I mean, I guess Atlanta's like a big travel hub. I guess they have to be that big. But fuck, you need an hour, some odd. Oh, I just applied for TSA pre-check. I got approved. I'm no longer living in poverty like y'all boys.
Hey, there it is. There it is.
TSA pre-check. I'm so fucking happy.
What is it? You just walk through? How does that work?
Well, like, you don't have to take off your shoes or take out your laptops.
Oh, so you're trustworthy now.
I'm trustworthy. They know I'm not a terrorist. I'm the right kind of nigga with a beard. That's all they mean.
So how the fuck does one become TSA?
That's what I'm saying. Like, how do you get, like...
Literally. So I'm thinking it's some big process. You literally set an appointment. You go to the airport. You give those motherfuckers $80, and you skate through the airport for 6 years. It's a great deal.
That is. Oh, like, yeah, you can't beat that.
Like even if you don't travel a lot, 6 years.
But especially for someone who travels.
Yeah, but because fuck.
You travel a lot.
If I'm late or I don't have to leave my house as early, like when I catch the fucking train to the airport, because the Uber is like $70, and I'm poor. So. Yeah. I'm catching that $2.50 train to the airport. It's a 2-hour ride, though, boy.
All right, let's get into it. What we got?
Oh, that's right. Well, we just talking about my poverty.
You came up, dog. You trusted now.
What'd you do today, nigga?
Ooh. I flew into town. Yeah, remember, we're talking about it. Bullying?
I'm just ready, man.
Nah, because that's all you do is skate. So, niggas.
I'm just ready for your ass. I flew into town, you feel me? Hung out with my son. We went to Subway. talked about some hygiene. Because this young, musty nigga is out of control. And then I came here and linked up with my niggas.
Feel me?
Question number one. Let's get in some gangster shit. Ben, if a wife takes money out of her husband's wallet without him knowing, is that stealing?
Without him knowing. I mean, to be honest, what's mine is yours and what's yours is mine. To be honest, if I'm the man and I'm actually, you know, I'm on my P's and Q's, actually taking care of the house.
Yeah.
I mean, money, you taking a couple dollars out of my pocket, I don't see that as an issue.
What if it's habitual?
Habitual?
What, like, just habitually you wake up and shit from your wallet's gone.
Well, that could get annoying.
Yeah, of course.
Of course. But I'm not going to divorce her over that.
Nah.
I'm not going to cause an issue over it.
That's just one conversation.
I'd be like, yo, if you need money, tell me beforehand. I'll give it to you.
Yeah.
But you don't consider it to be stealing because you guys, whatever's in your wallet is her wallet? Capital One?
Pretty much. I'm not going to go on her wallet only because, I don't know. That's one of those double standards. I'm not going to go into a woman's purse. Nah, that's odd. Yeah. That's weird.
I mean, a woman shouldn't go into the man's purse either.
Man shouldn't have a purse.
The man shouldn't have a purse.
Yeah, you got what I'm saying. A fanny pack.
If it's a satchel, maybe that's different.
Yeah.
Richard, is it stealing?
Yes. The definition of stealing is taking something from someone without that person's knowledge.
Or permission.
Permission.
Yeah, permission.
You're stealing from me. Stop stealing from me. I want my money.
And I need it now.
I work hard for my money. Don't steal from me, woman.
Yeah.
So then your wife needs to tell you. Like, there's no casually, oh, babe, I took $20 the other day. You need to know every time.
Babe, do you have cash on you? Okay, can I have it? Sure. Don't go behind my motherfucking back.
Yeah.
Random question. I just realized that I'm a minority at this table. How many of you niggas have joint accounts?
Joint account.
Just one nigga with a joint account?
Yeah.
What are the rules? Are there rules?
I do.
What are the rules for your joint account?
Pre-approvals.
Don't touch it.
Oh, so no one touches
it. It's like a savings.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a savings. Okay.
Ah, that don't count. No one touching it.
Yeah, no one's touching
no
it.
No one touching it. That's smooth.
Yeah.
So then everybody got their own checking, their own debit card, and swiping your own shit.
Okay. Yep.
Okay, that's cool.
All right. That's okay. What is that called?
The Woe.
It's called The Woe?
Yeah.
It's a beautiful dance. It's a fucking, it's like a little, it's a little karate shimmy. I love it. Bitch, I love that shit. Slide like this. Glide like this. Please don't touch your thighs like this. Yeah, that's beautiful. That's fucking good. That's fucking Mr. Hotspot.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not sure if that dance is his, but that song is his.
Which that's, is, that's interesting. So, what do you say about your wife stealing from your wallet?
I don't. What? I don't consider it.
Fuck plus.
Yeah,
because
it's.
Yeah. No. I don't consider it stealing. It's like I get what Ben's saying. Like it can get annoying, but I feel like that's something like just one little combo would just fix, bro. That's
easy peasy.
It. Yeah, that's it. Just one combo. Definitely not stealing. If it's like your girl, bro, it can't be stealing, bro. No way.
Nah, man. To be honest with you, I witnessed my mom do that shit every goddamn day. Every day.
No, but
she went into his Argyle pants.
I'm just imagining me out and about somewhere where I need fucking cash. I go into my wallet, it's not there, and I'm just fucking irate.
Son of a bitch!
That's where it gets annoying.
Motherfucker.
But Ben, you need that shit. Your mother, though, like, when you date a Haitian man, that's just a Haitian tax. She deserves it. Yeah, she deserves that. That's just tax.
That's why I'm like, okay, I mean, shit. That comes with the territory.
That's the tariff of being with a... being with an old Haitian man.
That's the tariff. Christopher, is it stealing?
I like a little role play, man. We could play cops and robbers.
Man. Shout out to the... Yeah, you're the goat,
he's
bro.
He's the answer god.
You should be a publicist, bro.
Niggas get mad at me for skating, but no one answers and not answers questions like Chris. Yeah. You have a gift. We both have different gifts. If we're part of the X-Men, we're different mutants, you and
Chris. Plus doesn't answer. Chris skates, but he answers the... that's how he skates. He ashes, but it's a skate.
I ice skate, he roller skates. That's all it is. We just two niggas skating.
And I'm just a nigga hate.
Bro, that shit's stealing, bro. I don't like it. Like, I just don't like the idea of anybody dipping into my shit without me knowing. Just please.
Yeah, just
if you're going to dip, like, even if I'm sleeping, wake me up. That's I'm taking $30. Like, okay.
Devo. Is this still...
Wake me up.
Is it you guys still don't consider it stealing if she's taking from you, but you don't realize that she's taking from you?
That's totally stealing. That's the definition of stealing.
That's stealing.
That's totally definition.
But does it matter if you don't realize?
I mean... Yes, it absolutely does. Yeah.
But I mean, you have so much that you don't realize. Does it really matter?
Still, stealing. Absolutely matters. Because, you know what? I think about that shit a lot, like... What if these women who date rich niggas are slowly and gradually amassing a tiny fortune? Like, if you're smart, you're putting away those 10 band shopping sprees.
We already had a podcast here where we had somebody come out here telling us that women already save money. And these are broke-ass girlfriends.
Imagine.
Can you imagine you having a fortune?
Then again, look at fucking Dwayne Wade's wife. Huh? Next wife. She let all fucking glory just go away. Fucked up the bag.
Yep, she fucked the bag up.
Let me tell you, when you fuck the bag up is one thing, but when you fuck the kids up, god damn.
Damn. Devastating. How you fuck? Because that's your meal ticket.
Yeah.
Every baby mama in the NBA has her kids.
How you lose them?
Shit, the niggas out of the state... 6 months a year. How do you fuck that up? How do you fumble that bad?
She fucked that up bad.
She was on the street corner with signs saying that he doesn't take care of his kids.
Man,
she was crazy.
That is Dwayne Wade's attorney's exhibit A. What the fuck are you doing?
This is the type of person you want raising these children?
This mad woman?
Yeah, get her the fuck out of here.
What were we talking about initially?
Oh, shit. Stealing.
Stealing.
These fucking stealers.
If it's considered stealing.
Money hoarders.
Our transitions are going to be shit today, baby.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. Let's just...
So, we had a request from a member of the nigga Navy.
Oh, shit.
And this wasn't to ask a real nigga. She wanted this to be a speaking piece, right? She wants us to expound on what ghosting means to us and why do men do it. I just love talking about this.
And she also wanted to know when does a woman or someone know, when do you know that you're being ghosted?
Oh, because you know me, I'm Jamie St. Patrick, baby. I'm about this shit.
Jamie.
I'm Jamie St. Patrick.
What are you, Angela now?
I will poof. Fuck you talking about.
Be gone.
It's a big rich town, ho. I'm out of here.
You know how many times I was Casper on them hoes?
Bitch, I'm gone.
Bill Cosby ghost dad on you bitches.
Call me Ben. I'm gone.
I'm on my way home.
Honestly, bro, you ghost when you analyze the options that you have to end it. And it's just...
Yeah.
You ghost when you don't care enough to fucking do otherwise, bro.
Man, once that pussy's toast...
When you don't care... when you don't care and it's easier to do that shit... Like, sometimes, like, I can say, hey, I'm no longer feeling you. Because there are some women who refuse to be dumped.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Like, in denial. The fuck?
Like, have you ever dated somebody from the Caribbean? They don't take... fuck it, all the islands. Yeah. Like, hey, I want to break up with you. No, I say no. Like, what the fuck?
They refuse.
Some motherfuckers you have to ghost.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm radio silent. No text, no social media. I won't block you. I just don't respond. You know I exist.
Yeah.
It's just you I'm ignoring.
And that's what bothers them the most. Yeah, that's a little disrespectful. That's the worst sometimes. You can do to them.
Because you know me, clearly, I'm on live with the NWO podcast. I hide from you.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah,
I think for me the ghosting I used to get annoyed easily, man, and just is like, all right, man, listen, I'm out of here, I would literally disappear off the face of the earth. Like, you would have no idea what happened to me. I'm gone. Like, I'm here, but you just don't know where the fuck I'm at, what the fuck I'm doing.
Yeah,
like, you're blocked. Like, I'm out of here. Like, she was fucking annoying. Ben, y'all boys, everybody block her. Like.
That's it. Just out the loop.
And out, like, the fucking loop.
Yeah. You know you're being ghosted when you can't reach a nigga. Like, I mean, because, like, I think everybody at this table is pretty busy, but also everybody at this table has people that they have to make time for.
Exactly.
No matter how busy you are, there are people here that you have to make time for.
Exactly.
It's a very short list for me. It's very, very short. There's only a few motherfuckers that I must carve out time out of what I'm doing to check on and speak with.
I remember they used to always hit you with that. Oh, you're going to make time for what you're going to make time for. Uh-huh. Yes, and that's not you.
I hate when women say it, but I can't say it's a lie.
It's not a lie. That's what I just said. Yes, that's true, but it's not with you.
Because, like, no matter what I have going on, I make time for my kid. Because I need to. I want to. And I make the time.
Yeah, I make time to go play basketball.
Because you want to.
Yeah, I want to.
I make time for these hoes because...
I want to.
Yeah. You know?
Just don't steal from my wallet.
Keep your fucking hands to yourself.
It's my last 20 until I get paid.
What was the question, bro?
About ghosting. You see how far we go?
Yeah.
Now, Ben, I know you're a nicer nigga than we are. So, have you ever done any form of ghosting?
I guess one form of ghosting is just keeping the conversation very light, you know, being very...
It's not ghosting. You're there. You're still present.
Well, then I don't.
Why not?
I mean, because I think it's... You turned it off.
Yeah. Oh, you control me too? Okay.
I'd be forgetting it.
My bad. I didn't know.
My bad, bro.
Go ahead.
No, but I think it's better to, be present so that you can give off the energy that it's not going anywhere, or just be up front. I mean, there's plenty of times where I've said in response to, like, hanging out, I would respond saying, that's not a good idea. I don't think that's a good idea. I don't think we should do that. And it's always giving me peace.
So then ghosting is for cowards.
Ghosting is not... I wouldn't say cowards.
It's
not the most effective way to end the situation.
Yeah, it's not.
I think it can go both ways. Like you say, sometimes you don't care enough, and then sometimes you don't have the heart to, like. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know you can't fully give that person what they want, and sometimes you don't have the heart to be like, yo, I'm the wrong guy for you.
Or like how Plus said, like some girls don't even accept it, dog.
Yeah.
Some girls don't let, like,
think like them. Also, like Chris said, like sometimes my nigga, like, I'm not saying it's the right thing to do, but sometimes when you can't find the right words, you just fuck it. I'm not looking for the words.
Yeah, some bitches got
to
be ghosted.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what to say. You probably do deserve more respect
than me
just saying I'm out of here, but I can't find the words. I don't want to feel these feelings. I don't want to see you cry. That's not what I'm in the mood for today. You know what makes this easier for me? Poof. And you ghost.
Bye.
I mean, so I guess we can definitely all agree that it's a matter of convenience on a man's part.
Yeah.
So when a man ghosts you, it's just because it's just the easier way, for whatever reason it is, whatever reason he has, because we heard a few reasons so far, but whatever the reason is, it's just easier for him to do it that way.
Yeah.
However, so I think that says a lot about the man in 2019 that's still breaking up face-to-face.
Facts.
Because I think at this point, now that you have so many options
to break it off,
you understand? Because he's ghosting be is like new.
A narcissist or something.
Yeah,
bro.
Ghosting's new.
He likes to watch people in pain.
He's a pain freak.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
But I mean, because breaking up face to face, doing people make it seem as if it's the highest form of respect. No.
Yeah.
It's the most heartbreaking one, though.
It's a common courtesy. It's considered as a common courtesy.
Yeah.
How?
Because I mean. You have a like, conversation face to face. I mean, you
see
just
the
don't
reaction like right in front of you.
You ask me on a date to bring me out to make me think I'm having a.
Who says it's a date?
Where are we going? Why are you setting it up like that?
Who says it's a date?
That's sitcom shit, bro.
Like you said we meeting up.
That's cruel. Meeting up doesn't mean date.
I would assume that you wouldn't meet up at the crib.
Man, we can meet up at the crib, meet up on the street corner. It don't matter.
Man, so you inviting her to your house?
Don't break up at my house, bro. No, we can't break up at my house.
Nah.
I did Haitian girls. They break shit. We got to break up at your house. Nah, bro. I'm going to be trapped. Let's break out on the street.
Oh, so you knocking on the front door with the breakup.
Come outside. Let me talk to you.
Special delivery.
Step outside. Hey, mommy. Come outside real quick. Let me talk to you.
Oh, I think it's, I don't know, I think it's kind of mean to knock on somebody's door like, hey, I'm about to break up with you.
Just be outside, just go, just.
Or just simply having a phone conversation. What's wrong with that?
That's what I'm saying, like, face to face is.
But see, from people talk about phone breakups and text breakups, like, they're despicable.
FaceTime.
Yeah.
You FaceTime a breakup? You so cold.
Baby. You might as well do it in person.
Yeah, if you're going to do FaceTime, just do it in person. Like, definitely convenient, though.
Y'all boys, just leave Donnell Jones on her voicemail. I just left my baby girl. Said I ain't coming home. I'd rather be alone.
Sweet as a funny I've never, like, fully 100% ghosted on a female, though. Never. I feel like I've always left, like, that last text, that last call, but never just, like, fell off the face of the earth. I feel like that's kind of crazy.
Yeah. Some wrong-ass shit.
Yeah.
What do you think about it in the long run?
We'll just let the interlude ride out.
Right into the
when you love someone, you just don't treat them bad. Oh, how I feel so sad. Now that I wanna leave, she's crying a heart to me.
Sweet sounds of NWO podcast.
I just need time to
don't
see.
Don't forget to purchase our merchandise. www.nwopod.com.
Sorry, baby.
Yes. Yes.
You gotta hear this sweetie-dee-do.
Sweetie-dee-dee-dee. Like, some niggas have a song so good that you only need one. I mean, ooh, say what. It's cute. It's cute.
It was a good warm-up.
It's cute.
It's a good woman.
But where I want to be
he
is
hit us over the head.
Can we declare it iconic? Can we declare it that?
For me, it is. For me, it is.
I think both of those songs you just mentioned are iconic.
Here's the thing. I think Say What isn't iconic.
That nigga
if
had
there's
Usher.
No where I want to be. Yeah.
That nigga had Usher on the video getting braids.
Niggas hey, already. I don't know who it was, bro. Don't ever compare Sean Kingston to Sean Paul. How is that even
don't do that shit. Nigga, we needed this or that.
It was my nigga Gersh from New York, bro. The nigga said, The nigga said, "Who's the better Jamaican Sean?" He knew I would love the question. When I asked which Sean was more important to rap, knew I couldn't deny that Jamaican Sean question. Yeah. It was too beautiful.
Bro, but speaking of R&B, I saw a tweet earlier that said, R&B is dead because niggas ain't singing grabbing air anymore.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah,
you gotta grab air.
That's true.
We made fun of B2K a few episodes back, but they're bringing R&B choreography back.
Yeah.
Like Chris Brown has taken R&B choreography far and distant.
Yeah,
Christopher is doing amazing things, and we appreciate it. But whatever happened to a two-step twist? What happened to the good old days?
Yeah.
A closed fist, an open fist. What happened to the good old days?
Neo
decided to take three of Michael Jackson's moves and run them in the ground. He spins seven times a song. Why are you spinning? And like Mike would spin seven times. Neo turns around one time.
Yeah. Just one fucking spin. A half spin, you little bitch. And then he ends it with a fucking point.
And he's one of those niggas who has a voice so good.
Yeah.
You don't need to dance. You don't even got to
spin. Yeah, the spin.
I don't need you to dance. You have a great voice.
Yeah.
Fucking stand there. Shimmy a little.
Yeah.
Okay, can we agree that he wears too much lip gloss? Is that too much?
Oh.
Neo.
Yeah.
Like, he had a fresh bowl of spaghetti every time I see him.
Telling Neo to shimmy a little is nasty.
He's already shimmying, man. He's already shimmying.
Hey, Birdie gets out on it.
D-Wade's braids are only getting tighter. Every time I see a highlight, they're getting tighter and thinner. Like, I don't know who's braiding his hair, but God, I know her fingers hurt when she's doing that God
damn it. It has to be a little Asian girl. That's who it is.
That's funny. Crazy.
The better his retirement tour goes, the tighter the braids gets. Speaking of R&B songs.
What we got?
Right. Has anybody, matter of fact, I want to ask this correctly the way she wrote it to us. This shit is fucking beautiful. Have you ever wasted a good R&B song on someone? Like, so good that every time you hear the song, it pisses you off.
Yeah, I get you.
You start first.
Okay, fuck, I'll go first.
Yeah, I noticed listening to the show that you'd be, am I on?
Fuck it, because whenever he's rolling.
Yeah. I noticed that you ask all the questions and you don't answer shit, nigga.
Well, see, the thing is...
What's the thing?
I live what you would call a strenuous lifestyle. And the more questions I can skate, you see, the better my life. However, I think it's the burden of the podcast to hold me accountable. It's not my job to ruin my life. See, I don't let Ricky miss a question.
Yeah.
Because I don't miss a chance to make his life hard.
I get you. I see what I mean? But your question asking to answering ratio is shitty.
Oh, no. I'm killing
it. Very shitty for a podcaster.
It's like a 3-point percentage. Yeah, 32 awful. In this bitch.
All right, but go ahead.
Ricky's 88 out here.
I don't.
Okay, I was still in high school. Y'all know that.
It comes in so smooth, dog.
Y'all know that Janet Jackson song where she comes on it, the baby, boom boom. Would you mind touching me? So ever so gently. I can't hear. Whenever I hear it, my skin crawls. I was in high school. I was fucking 12th grade. I was smashing this girl in my mother's home. It was like 2 a.m. because the back door was connected to my room. Fucking, we're fucking, and she squirts all over the fucking bed. Now, 17-year-old plus has no idea what the fuck she just did. So I throw her out because I'm terrified. Right, I thought she peed on me and peed on my bed right in the middle of this. Damn, bitch, you so bored that you peeing? That your pussy is so non-functional that you could pee during this? So I put her out. And it's like the whole week I feel fucking, because I can still smell it on my bed. It smelled like pee. It was totally fucking pee. It smelled like pee.
So she peed on you.
I don't know what it was, but it smelled like pee.
Was she a girlfriend?
It was a week.
You had it on your bed for a week?
No, the fucking, that smell was there for a week.
It soaked into your mattress?
It was fucking awful.
What I mean is, did you change the sheets, my nigga?
I changed the sheets, but the mattress, the damage was done. I wouldn't lay in that filth. It was piss.
Yeah.
I fucked again. The song still makes me uncomfortable.
Did she squirt the second time?
She did. I think, but I think by that point I understood what squirting was. But prior to that, it was really uncomfortable. Don't leave me hanging, Ben.
Man, remember the very first, a couple of episodes ago, I told y'all niggas about my very first experience in college. So I remember the female, like, she really weirded me out because she asked me, oh, do you like it? Is this what you wanted? And that was very weird to me. That was odd. And the song that was playing while all that was taking place was Jamie Foxx, Storm.
What is that?
I was on his...
I love that album.
Yeah, that was on the album that had Unpredictable on it. Yeah. And for
Jamie
me,
with
like,
the hairline.
I could, yeah, with the hairline. I could never listen to that song again after that. Not so ever again. Too, I love it. But I can't get
it's
that
ruined.
Imagery
it's
out of my
over.
Head. I can't get it out of my head now.
Ishi, you have anything for us, brother?
Sorry, what's the question, bro? I was sidetracked by some fucking...
R&B songs that have been ruined because of weird or terrible...
No, I've never really dedicated a song. I've never dedicated a song that hard to a female. Weird-ass. Yeah.
We weird?
Yeah.
Like, so
it's not weird.
It's not even about dedicating. It's like, it's an association. Like, you ever hear a song and think about a time?
Yeah. Yeah. But I've never.
That's what that is.
I've never really pinpointed one on a female.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't hear a song.
It's been like moments
man,
and shit.
Keisha really fucked this up.
Nigga, if I hear that Janet song, I think about piss.
That's
ridiculous. Every time. Every time I hear it, I think about fucking urine. Richard.
Yes, sir.
R&B song that have been ruined for you. Do you have any?
No, I don't. Actually.
You're a fucking terrible person to have this podcast. I'm gonna.
I don't let motherfuckers ruin music.
No, I just don't enjoy you.
Here. I imagine if you give Ricky the option, he's playing Michael Jackson anyway, and there's nothing,
fam,
that you would do to.
You gotta
ruin
be
it.
Weird as fuck to fuck to Michael Jackson.
Tell him that it's human nature.
What song could you fuck to?
I don't know.
You fuck to Human Nature.
I'm pretty sure he does.
It's beautiful music.
I imagine he fucks to beat it, though.
Where did you come from, baby?
That's too fast to fuck to.
You
you.
No, this party gonna be over real fast, bro.
No, I wouldn't. I don't fuck to Michael Jackson.
You can't fuck to Michael Jackson.
No.
It's weird.
No, I would've fucked to Michael
Jackson. Ben, are you playing the song? Because I want to hear it now.
Oh, I remember that song.
Jamie Foxx?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you start a song.
Nothing.
I got nothing but my t-shirt and boxes. What kind of imagery are you setting, Jamie?
You've had enough.
I missed the story. What was the backstory for this song for you?
I don't know, man.
No, fuck him.
He has to wake up.
Fuck him entirely.
Fuck you.
I don't give a fuck.
All right. Never mind, guys. I'm sorry.
Fucking wake up, man.
Yeah, let's just move on, bro.
Okay.
All right. Kill one, sign one, put one on a song with you.
Okay.
Kill one, sign one, feature one.
Okay.
Suge Knight, Birdman, Diddy.
God damn it.
Wait, hold on. Kill one, sign one, put on a song with you?
Kill one, sign one, feature one.
Okay. Kill one, sign one, feature one.
Boom. All right. I want to.
Because
I gotta kill Suge first.
You gotta kill Suge.
He gonna kill me.
Kill Suge.
Yeah. Because he gonna kill me.
You gotta kill him.
I gotta get him before
you
he get me.
You gotta kill him.
Now it's I'm stuck scary, between.
You gotta kill him.
I'm stuck between which one I'm going to feature because there are some verses of P. Diddy's that I really enjoy and some that I enjoy of Birdman's just because he be talking shit.
See, for me, the deal breaker is the other one. Who the fuck would I sign? Birdman or Diddy? Then it's easy. I'm signing Diddy.
I'm signing Diddy.
I'm not signing fucking Birdman.
Fuck no.
signing Diddy and featuring Birdman.
You just gotta take that terrible verse, though.
You gotta take
that nigga be talking shit, man.
Wearing my black glove.
Black glove.
Because I got a busted nigga head, cuz. Got DVs and TVDs on dub. Brat. Okay, let's take Sug out. What if we take Sug out and put Master P?
That changes everything.
Kill one, sign one, feature one.
Kill P. Diddy because he might sacrifice me.
So Birdman or Master P, who do you sign?
Birdman or Master P, who do I sign? Who you going with?
I'm signing Master P, and I'll take the feature from Birdman.
Mm. So under no circumstance will you sign Birdman?
I'm never signing Birdman. Nah. Birdman's never getting a contract from me.
Okay, why is Birdman the last nigga you kill?
He's just bad business and he has no talent.
So Bit killed Diddy before he killed Birdman. Is that accurate?
Diddy got a lot of bodies, you know what I mean? In his name, bro. Yeah, dog. He got bodies. Diddy was giving a graveyard of artists.
Okay. Mary J. Blige drugs when she was an addict.
Let's name Diddy's
bodies.
He turned
Usher out at 13.
Shine.
Okay, we can consider Shine to be a body.
Jennifer Lopez.
See, how is she a body?
She had to go to jail. What happened? Fucking with that nigger.
What happened to G Deputy? Where's G Deputy?
What's the body? Black Rob.
Black Rob. What happened to him?
Biggie is literally
a corpse.
He's literally a body. Kim Porter's also literally a body. I'll say it if nobody else wants to. Literally a body. What the fuck you mean? What you think sacrifice stops at your family? You think family's sacred?
Craig Mack.
Mm-hmm. Craig Mack. Rest in peace, bro.
Niggas always want to forget about Craig Mack.
You have to kill Diddy. You
gotta kill him.
I say
kill Diddy before he kills Suge.
Because Suge will beat your
ass.
Suge will beat your ass.
Suge killed Pac and then he stopped.
Yeah. And he ran that nigga over. But other than that,
you killed Diddy first.
Suge had a couple more niggas.
But then again, I can't sign or feature Suge. What am I going to do with Suge?
Yeah, what are you going to do with him?
He's an awful human being.
God damn.
Damn, that's a tough question.
I'm going to keep playing this game. I'm going to fight this game. I like this balance. I'm excited because I believe we have reached.
Oh, fuck.
I believe we have reached the this or that segment of our program.
Hit the beat, man.
At this point, it's where we get to choose between this. You see.
People at work keep telling me program.
It's a program, little bitch.
It's not a program.
NWO.
Nigga.
Program.
Program. Nigga.
Program.
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 This, that, riff, rap.
Yo.
Big, that, big,
Mac. Six, I think it's a bit back.
Bitch, slap, mix, that, swish, bats. Okay, I'm done. All right.
I think it's a big Mac.
Okay. Let's get to business. We came up with this question before you were here, but I'm glad you're here for it.
Yeah.
Who makes the better rice, Asians or Hispanics? Let's talk about it.
I mean, if we're going off experience, I got to say Hispanics, bro, because I've tried more of that, you know what I'm saying? And I've been satisfied more of that.
Can you honestly look me in my eyes and say that your mother's rice is fucking with special fried rice? Can you say that to me?
No, it's probably not, but she can make special fried rice, you know what I'm saying? But I guess it's probably not as good as the chinky eyed lady.
That's racist, kind of. Well, we're racist.
I mean,
too.
Who knows what they say about us? We don't know.
Oh, you know they say some
you
shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
so,
fair. I would love to know what they said. God, it's going to be a day. Chris, who makes better rice?
I do. Hey! The vegan chap lord.
Where do you make this rice, Chris?
Tell him. Plug it in, Ricky. Trap house, for sure.
Plug it in, Ricky.
Here at Vegetarian Delight.
Hit the beat, Benny.
I make fried rice. I make rice and peas.
Plus, hold on. Plus was so happy.
I know, right?
At that segue. We got one, y'all boys. We got one. We got a segue, y'all.
I'm so excited.
I was so happy, though.
And what do you make?
Got one.
And where do you make this rice?
He's like, where do you make this? Yo, you can find
this special rice at Vegetarian Delight, located at 6060 Miramar Parkway, Miramar, Florida, 3023. You can call at 954-241-7402. When you come, just ask for whatever the rice is Chris is talking about. He'll whip it up for you. Again, the address is 6060 Miramar Parkway, Miramar, Florida, 33023. You can follow him on Instagram at The Light Juice Bar. Mm. Plus, something's wrong with you, dog.
It was just so good. I'm so happy. Ben, who makes the better rice? Arroz con pollo or special fried rice? Talk to me. I'm gonna go with arroz con pollo is fire. Yeah, it's fire now. Fire. Big chunks of chicken. Big chunks. Yeah. It's big chunks. Like the Asians be stingy, yeah, but the Cubans put big chunks, boy.
Like they want you to gain weight.
Hey, a whole chicken's in that bitch.
They want you to gain weight.
Big chunks, y'all.
They
boys.
Want you to get full off that $8 plate.
Yeah, pretty much. Exactly. That's why I gotta go ahead, Ben.
No, I was just gonna say I'm going with the Hispanics because that special rice is literally special. Wait, it could be plastic.
I didn't talk about
it. I've seen videos.
It's a day old.
I've seen videos. I don't trust him.
Can we throw paella into the game? Is that fair?
Oh, my God, paella.
Okay, me and Ben went to this Cuban party, bro. What is that? They had a bowl, like a pan, that's bigger than this table. The nigga got the spoon as big as a fucking broom, and the nigga just shuffling. It's a big shit of rice, pork, veggies, sausage.
It's kind of almost like fried rice.
It's special fried rice, yeah, special I guess.
Fried rice, okay.
Yeah, just fried rice cooked on a huge.
Yeah, like it's a big ass fucking pot.
Like, yeah, it's like
different seasoning.
It's party rice.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
They do it a lot at parties.
Right? I forgot about it's the like paella. A big jumbo of rice.
Hispanics take it for me
on the paella.
Out of the two,
so you going Hispanics?
I'm going Hispanics.
I think Hispanics is the majority answer.
Ricky, what you want, cuz?
I've tasted bad special fried rice. Never tasted bad arroz con pollo.
That's what I'm saying, never. Bro. It's
solid.
It's always efficient.
Solid.
You can never go wrong.
Even
with
when
us.
It's a day old.
Yeah, never. Like you can never go wrong with
I
it.
I like microwave.
Still remember the first time I ever tasted that shit. I'll never forget. I was like, yo, I kept asking myself, what the fuck am I eating? And I don't deserve to be eating it.
That's what I'm saying.
That
bro.
Shit was so good, dog.
How about you, Plus?
This bitch asked about the skate. You saw him looking at the next subject.
Quick
no, nigga,
try to scroll.
What is going on?
I'll tell you what's going on. We asked the question and we wanted an answer. That's what is going on.
This nigga's more preoccupied with segueing the fucking address to the.
What's going on?
We got your number today, motherfucker.
So, I'm not going to lie. At the beginning of this conversation, I was going Asian, but it's Hispanic.
Well, yeah, bro. Yeah, you can't knock it, bro.
It's Hispanic. It's delicious, bro. You guys do good things with rice. You guys have revolutionized.
They know how to fucking get niggers to buy.
They do good work with rice.
Big-ass pieces of chicken and some beautiful rice.
Yeah, you have to understand. So, as a Haitian man, I take rice very seriously. It's very serious to me. And Hispanics do good work.
And then you throw in that big ass chicken. Oh, come nigga, on, man. Take all these $16.
Let me tell you something. I don't know why Haitians
double plate me, mamacita.
I wish Haitians had a version of the empanada, bro, because something about that shit is fucking fire.
Empanadas. Yeah. Empanadas is undefeated.
I just found out that shit had different nationalities.
Isn't it empanada?
I only fuck with Argentinian.
I was gonna say that.
Anything else is trash.
I was gonna say that.
I like the Cuban ones.
Colombian got this cornmeal shit. I don't fuck with it.
The Argentinian ones are too thin for me, dog.
Oh, but they got the fucking olives and potatoes on the inside. I don't know. Oh, that shit's so fire.
It's not my steel.
It's so fire, bro. I feel you, though. Argentinian little mamas hit my DMs. I need empanadas. We can make beautiful light skinned kids.
I like. Go ahead.
They'll be good swimmers and farmers. Fuck with me.
Swimmers and farmers.
They could definitely play for my soccer team.
Hey. Facts.
All right, guys. This or that. Better loop. No, I'm playing.
Oh, I don't know any Haitian nigga that uses lube.
I don't know brands. I think it's just KY.
Yeah,
I feel like KY monopolized the game.
I'm just saying, I never heard a Haitian nigga say he used lube.
Nah, I don't know
of any.
I mean, there's only there's only one use that I know for lube, and the Lord says that it's an abomination. So I don't know if you want to talk about it. You're blushing. Why are you blushing? Blushing, but you blushing, man. Hey, nigga turned into Goofy. Yuck,
garsh. Yuck, garsh, Petey.
Garsh. Okay. We have now reached the...
Fuck you.
The Ask a Real Nigga portion of our program.
Well, where'd you get that from?
I don't know, like dog.
That? Did someone say it like that and it just stuck?
I don't know who said... I heard say program, but I like it.
Yeah. Program. I like it. It's cool. It's cool.
Program is classic.
It sticks out. Yeah, it sticks out.
It's fuck the way he's pronouncing it. Program. The show is not a program.
Yeah. It's a program. You see, program. We're classier than that. Pinkies up on you, fuck niggas. It's a program.
Sipping wine.
Oh shit!
We no longer
we are sipping wine.
We no longer sip Hennessy on these episodes. We sip wine now.
You gotta we're classy. Us.
Big ass bottle.
When we started this podcast, we did E&J every week.
Every week. Wow. And then this nigga came with his fucking poison juice.
Now we're fucking sipping sangria and giggling. Yeah, this is why we fucking giggling, laughing so much.
Somebody fill me up.
I got to go
sangria.
Pause. Somebody fill me.
Give thanks for growth, man. Give thanks for growth.
Hey, you can't always pour. I need you to press play. Ask a real nigga. Ask a real nigga, black as fuck, boy, nigga. Like a gun trick, nigga. 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 Nigga, nigga, follow me on Twitter, nigga, 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 nigga. Nigga. Bitch, you big, I'm bigger, nigga, 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 nigga.
Nigga.
And I'm about to hit her, spliffer, spliffer, hey, it was rolled by Chris, Maya, nigga, Chris, nigga.
For 1 million blind birds to learn.
And where do you make that special rice, bro?
Transition God. This question comes from Romy626 on the Instagram. It says, what's up, guys? I got a real nigga question. How do y'all feel about your girl trying to go to, what, trying to go or actually going through your phone?
That's crazy. That's the question.
That's the question.
I was actually Yams was just texting me right now because I guess I got two phones. So the phone at the crib,
one for the plug.
I guess she probably went to the fucking call log and she saw like an unknown number. I got a missed call from. So she's like, she asked me who the fuck it is. I don't even know who the fuck it is. But that's just crazy. You asked that question.
And here's the thing about that question is when they ask you who the fuck it is, even if you don't know, it's better to lie. Then say, I don't know who the fuck that is. Oh, you don't know who the fuck that is?
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Granted, it's a fucking unknown number. You feel me? But still.
So then, I take it that you guys have an open phone policy.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Like, mad open. Like, she has the fucking, she has her fingerprint on my phone. There ain't no thing.
That's invasive.
Yeah, that's not a problem, bro. Real nigga shit.
Ooh, give him a round of applause. He deserves a round of applause. Christ.
What do you think this is, bro?
Wowzers.
Yeah.
Come on.
Of course.
What's mine is yours. Your thread is my thread.
But just don't take 20 out of my wallet when I'm asleep.
That's all.
Hey, that's stealing.
That's it.
Go through my phone, babe, but don't fucking take me wallet.
Respect. That's a good boundary.
Yeah.
Chris, you have an open phone policy?
I mean, I think every relationship, for it to last, you know what I'm saying, requires some level of trust and privacy. So, like, her birthday is my passcode.
Oh, okay.
But, you know what I'm saying, she doesn't go on my phone.
Yeah, exactly, exactly, exactly.
It's just like, I'm not giving you a reason to go through my phone. And the reason why I personally don't like it, really, is just like, you go in there and then you don't read things in the same context in which they were written.
Exactly, though.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So it's like you reading it in a whole different mindset with a whole different perspective.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's not really
given to you how it was in the situation.
Exactly,
so
though. Exactly.
And a lot of things can be misinterpreted
easily on text
when you do stuff like
and
that.
And then yeah. sometimes searching for shit in your phone could also, like, what the fuck, like, it implies something. Like, what the fuck are you looking for? Mm-hmm. Like, what do you think that I'm doing?
They just want to get mad when they look at your phone. Like, they want to find something, you know?
I would never go through anybody's phone.
Nah,
bro.
Me neither. I never go through her. Like, I don't go through none of my girls. I've never gone through a girl's phone, really.
I've never gone through any girl's
phone
in my life.
Yeah.
And nor do I care to or will I ever.
That's what I'm saying.
That's just me.
The minute you start doing that, you got to start second guessing some things and questioning some things.
Yeah, like mad insecure or some shit.
Nah, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. I've done suspect shit to make a woman want to go through my phone.
For sure. We always
but
do. It's not
at the end of the day, it's just like Chris says, like, do you trust me or do you not? If you don't trust me, you should just leave.
Little bitch.
Yes. Just go. If you feel like you have to go through my phone while I'm sleeping or while I'm doing whatever, just go. Just go, man.
Ben, you're on fire today, okay?
Go ahead, Ben.
No, he's on fire today.
No, he is. Go ahead. You can answer.
I think Chris hit it right on the head. I mean, I'm not giving you a reason to have to go through my phone, but you know the passcode, which is the situation.
Exactly. I'll give you my passcode. Go ahead. Like, but
yeah,
you know
exactly.
It.
You know it. So, I mean, it's just all about the trust. And you have to have boundaries because if there aren't any boundaries, I mean, things can go left any given day, any given moment.
Exactly. Especially if you're living with her and stuff like that. Like, you got to have some type of, like, all right, man, let me get a little.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, shit.
Talk to me. If you feel like you need to go through the phone, talk to me.
Exactly.
Let me know what's going on in your head.
Exactly.
Don't take matters into your
easy
own hands.
Easy conversation. Because go ahead.
95%, you know what? No, not 95%. 100% of the issues that go on in relationships can be solved by communicating.
One conversation. Easily.
Just talk.
Yeah, for sure. And what Chris said, if someone goes to your phone, like, they're not going to read the context and how they were said. You know what I'm saying? Shit, like, you don't know how I was saying it,
read
bro.
Read the thread.
Yeah.
The thread. Thread.
No, I don't have to tell you why she calls me Scooty, babe.
Scroll back and see how we're first again. Yeah, scroll, babe.
If Maya go to my phone and see somebody call me Scooty, I'm like, damn, babe. I'm mad, too. Now that you said fuck the wrong with that bitch calling me Scooty.
We furious.
Oh, shit.
What we mad about?
Well, we
we pissed off.
Hey, let's block that hoe.
Have you guys ever woken up to a shawty going through your phone while you were asleep next to you? Because I've gotten the phone thrown at my face.
I have.
Why are you sleeping?
While I'm sleeping.
You remember BlackBerry?
Yeah, the BBM.
I woke up and my shit was wiped. Right, and I look at her and she fake sleeping. I was so fucking mad. I will never forget. Right, I was still doing music. I just got I just got Sam Sneak's number, and I was excited as fuck about this shit. And I was like, bitch, you know what you've done? I can't. You just can't re-ask a nigga for his number.
Yeah, it's
over. I'll never get it again. It's over.
You go sit and get, hit me up, bro.
Fuck with me, bro.
Fuck with me.
Hit my line. Like, you can't do it. It's over.
Yeah, it's a wrap. It's a wrap.
Oh, my God. So frustrated.
Rick, how about you? Have you ever gotten woken up to a girl going to your phone?
Yeah, I have. Just like you, she threw the. I woke up. I was sleeping and I got the phone thrown in my face. I was like, oh.
Like, man. Why did they? Like, what are you solving right there, dude?
It's like, goddamn, bitch, you almost broke my teeth. The thing is, you know how your mother would try to whoop your ass in the shower? It's all about catching you off guard.
They feel
like you'll be honest when you first wake up. Bitch, you don't know. I can wake up and lie. Are you crazy?
like, how do you, like, they'll do shit like that and be in a position, like, in a position, a resting position as if they never did anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Arms folded, staring at you. Like, you just did almost break my three teeth. I was so pissed.
Oh, that was crazy.
Wake up, nigga. Who is this? Wake up, nigga. Who's this? Oh, that's Keisha from work. I don't know her, rather. I don't know her like that.
I don't know what I was more mad at. I don't know what I was more mad at.
They don't understand that niggas are already trained for things like that, you know what I'm saying?
I had this line ready when I fell asleep.
I just don't remember what I was more mad at. The fact that she almost broke my teeth or that she went through my phone.
Oh, but that should be crazy, dog. That should be crazy.
Inconsiderate, bitch.
I feel like girls always wanna. I feel like girls are always more on the go through the phone than guys for some reason, bro.
Like men don't give a fuck about.
Yeah, niggas don't
shit.
Like niggas care, but like
cares about that shit.
If like, you gotta go through your shorty's phone, bro, low key that might not even be your shorty.
My policy on that shit has always been like I don't like people going through my fucking phone. I just don't like it. So I let them know that you can go through my phone. But I don't like that shit.
Yeah.
So you can do it, but I don't like that
it's
shit.
Weird.
And also, whatever you see in that shit, I don't want to talk about it.
Exactly. Okay.
If you're going to go in that shit, you can go. But nothing in there is any of your fucking business anyway.
Exactly.
So if you see some shit you don't like, I don't want to fucking talk about it.
Exactly. 100%.
You can go, but fuck you. Who is this? It's none of your business. What is this? It's none of your business. Read. That's all I got for you.
That's it.
And
made me mad all over again by my teeth, dog.
Young Bennessy, any final thoughts?
Tell a friend to tell a friend about the podcast. Apple Podcast.
That always works.
We're on Spotify. Y'all seem to love Spotify and Apple Podcasts, so
that's where it's at.
Take your friend's phone and tell them about the podcast. Make them listen.
Subscribe.
I
love knowing comment. Where they listen. I'm curious to see.
Yeah. Damn near everyone that listens to us is on podcast.
Yeah, I think Audio Boom tells you.
Yeah.
Break it down.
Yeah.
So, that's my final thought. Wait. No, I'll save that for another time.
Y'all spread them out, right?
Yeah, I spread them out. I had something prophetic.
Now I want to hear it. You got it.
Yeah, right?
I need it.
The suspense is already there.
I need it.
No, I can't. I can't. Not tonight.
Okay, hold on to it. I have an idea. I know what's going on. Richard, any final thoughts?
Yes, as we announced a couple weeks ago after our live show, we're now on Patreon. So be sure to subscribe to Patreon if you don't know what Patreon is. Patreon is a community for creators, podcasts, where you can go ahead and donate monthly to us. We have three different tiers. The Nigglets, Real Niggas, and the Nigga Navy. The Nigglets is a $5 donation every month.
Like, the name Nigglet is so disrespectful.
Like a little ass person.
That's baby shit. So
you a baby nigga.
Yeah, give us a little $5, babe. We take it. A $5 donation monthly. Real Niggas is a $15 donation monthly, and the Real Nigga package is the $20 monthly donation. Pretty much, it helps, you know, upgrade the equipment that we need to do, throw events together, and pretty much grow the podcast. We really, really appreciate it. There are perks for being a member to our Patreon.
What is it?
Right now, I believe for the...
still hammering out.
No, fuck that. I know what the fuck we're doing. What
we talking about? What we got? What we got?
So, first of all, every event that we're doing this year on the fucking house, half off on all of our merchandise.
For the tier three,
for the big dog tiers. Yeah, tier three. You, freebies for all the shows, half off on the merch. You get access to all of our live shows.
Okay.
And there's fucking one more. Hold on, the drugs are bringing it back to me. And you're going to get our exclusive mixtape with all the fucking NWO intros on that.
That's awesome.
That's what the fuck
that's
it is.
That's awesome. That's
the exclusive
awesome.
Intro.
I'll pay
so
you that.
You're going to have all of the intros on exclusive mixtape just for you. We Some Niggas, 50 tracks long.
Bro.
Different. Shit. Every track for you fuck niggas.
That's so awesome. That's awesome.
Yes, Chris. Talk to me, Chris. Say it.
I just want to be the first to say I can't wait. You know what I'm saying? The album's going to be amazing. Make sure you stream it. Make sure you share it. Make sure you buy it. But definitely support the Patreon because it's important. We could possibly get these niggas out of here. And get them into a studio.
Get these niggas.
You know what I mean?
We ain't trying to leave, though.
No. What are you talking about? Nope.
nigga.
Did you not see how Plus segues your fucking?
You don't have to serve vegan food at the studio. What are you talking about?
Ah, shit. We could buy a warehouse. A nigga warehouse.
Ishmael, any final thoughts?
This is going to come out after the show, so it'll be weird if I'm talking saying, like, I'm excited for the show. You know what I'm saying?
Well, talk to me about some real shit then.
I don't know. It's like what I always say on my final thoughts, man. I'm proud of you guys, and I appreciate. I'm grateful for the fact that I can even say I know you guys.
Oh, come on! Don't do
seriously,
that. My heart.
Seriously. Does. I'm at work listening to the episodes, and I'm like, damn, bro. Like, I can. I'm like one. I think you showed me off. Oh, I'm like one. Shut the fuck up, nigga.
No, I love this part. I love this song.
Nah, I'm listening at work and I'm like, damn, I'm like one text, one phone call away from these dudes, you know what I'm saying? And it's just like right. Such great content, bro. I just fuck with it, bro.
That's all the words, bro. Shit, bro.
Feel me speechless. Appreciate you, bro. Great That's work, so bro. Beautiful. Great work. Ben does a phenomenal job doing what he does.
I just can't wait till we
Thank
get
you,
on
brother.
Till we get on the degree. That's just gonna be
Oh awesome. Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah, I think like we be doing little ass episodes, but when y'all come we just gonna have a big marathon.
For the shit talk and stuff like that.
It's just gonna be lit.
My yeah. final thought is really simple. No matter what you go through in life, no matter where you go, no matter what you do, no matter who you with, you have to kill Suge Knight. You must kill that nigga. He needs to go. Christopher, any final thoughts?
Yeah. Make sure you follow NWO Podcast on Twitter, Instagram. You know what I'm saying?
We have a Facebook now, too.
Ooh, yes. Don't forget
to like and subscribe. Oh, we on Facebook, little bitch. Tell your aunties follow us.
Make sure you like and share us. You know what I'm saying? The more popular we get, the more popular y'all get. Because we some niggas.
We some niggas.
Betty, what is our song of the week, brother? Oh, fuck that. Oh, shit. Yes, we're doing this week is going to be JT Money, goddamn.
Oh.
Fucking Dade County legend. Poison Iconic. Clan veteran.
Who that? Hey. Thanks for listening to the NWO podcast. We appreciate y'all.
The off the whole time, huh?
Peace.
When we ride, it's on. See them niggas all pause, dropping digital phones, asking me where you from, cause they wanting to clone. Niggas, them lines, they spit, they want my shit. But game be whack, I turn my back, then hit it, you licking it, sticking it. Tell all your friends that you're dicking it. When you know your gift is hot fire shit, nigga, you sick with this. Say, who that, no chance, blew that. When you said that you wrote this, had reds on niggas on blows to this bitch. Don't you deny, nigga, don't even try, nigga. You making claims that you laid with the fire, nigga. Don't know your name, it still remains that you would say you fucked so late. Every time that turn back, burn track, niggas will say they earn stack, dick jack, picture that, same name and the one who fucked that. Why?
Ay, 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 ay. Who that? Who that? Who that? Who that? Huh? Who that? Trying to get up in my crew? Ay, 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 ay. Who that? Who that? Who that? Huh? Who that? Who that? Trying to get up in center.